And now I want to look at one more psalm. This is Psalm 4. It's the title in English, A Confident Plea for Deliverance from Enemies. And this is, I'm not sure it still is, but it was the first of the three psalms we always did at Confident. When I call upon you, Lord. But I think we, every day, come in vocarum, is our DVT, and so forth. Okay. Answer me when I call, O God of my right. Now they translate that way, Alevi Sidki. I don't think Father Vesco does. Dieu de ma justice, yes, I guess he does. God of my justice, Son. Meaning, God, you are the source and cause of me being in the right with them and with you. God of my justice. And then it moves on. Listen to me and hear my prayer. Be gracious and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Now, who is being addressed there? It's people who are enemies of the psalmist, who, in the traditional editing, this is called a psalm of David. And for the choir master with stringed instruments, a psalm of David. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Oh, my friends, just turn on the TV and see every nation doing this, you see. Dull of heart, love vain words, and seek after lies. But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Even if they kill us, the Lord is our protector. Be angry, but sin not. Commune with your own hearts on your beds and be silent. It's a difficult line to interpret. Father Vesco will say, he doesn't say much about it either. But be angry and sin not. The problem is why we have differences in our psalms is because Hebrew is a very elusive language. And it could go this way or that way. There are many who say, Oh, that we might see some good. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. What does that mean? Well, let's take an example. You're in trouble in grammar school, and you're sent to the principal's office, and you knock on the door, and he says or she says, Come in, and you open the door, and he's there with a smile on his face. Phew! That's what it means here, you see. That we might see some good. Lift up the light of your countenance upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. And that's the way that this is a psalm of trust. When I do knock on the door and I do enter, you're going to smile and receive me. I don't have to be afraid. In confidence, you will have me dwell. And so, our author here who will give us happiness? And then Psalm 4, David remembers the divine choice of which he has been the object. And so therefore, he defines himself as an hasid, as a one who has been shown hesed, a kindness, and who is faithful to it. And that's the way that... Now, what happened to my Augustine? Here it is. I just want you to hear how St. Augustine... You can see the point. It's the Psalm of Confidence. And... be assured of this, the Lord has glorified his Holy One. It's the same line from the Psalm. Who is this, if not the one he raised from the depths and set at his right hand in heaven? In other words, again, the resurrection of the Lord is our confidence, no matter where we are. The human race is admonished to turn to God, even at the 11th hour, from its love of this world. But if the further addition of the conjunction "and" worries anyone, when he says "and be sure of this," it is easily seen that in Scripture, this mode of expression is common to the language in which the prophet spoke, which is Hebrew. You often find an opening phrase, "and the Lord said to him," or "and the word of the Lord came to him." This tagging on by means of a conjunction, the "and," when there was no earlier sentence, to which the sentence following can be connected, in some strange way perhaps shows the connection of the articulate expression. In other words, but there are other reasons for it in Hebrew. Augustine did not know a lot of Hebrew. It's just the vowel consecutive, v. But nevertheless, the point is that this is a prayer of confidence. Can you say it? Can you say, when I look at you, Lord, I have confidence, not in myself, but in you? I don't mean that you're a pushover. If I go on sinning flagrantly and never turn to you in sorrow, I may not have a leg to stand on. But if when I sin, I repent, you will always take me back. That I can be sure of. And that's the source of my love for you. And that's the source of my desire to be faithful to you, to respond to you, to be sure of your forgiveness, and therefore to want to serve you, to want to be with you, to want to speak up in your favor, and in that sense, defend you. You've got to get to know God and not be afraid of him. So long as I don't take your mercy for granted, but I'm overwhelmed by it, every time I see it, every time I experience it, every time I see and know your forgiveness, I'm overwhelmed. And I want to tell the world who you really are, because that's how you're going to be known and how people are going to stop being afraid of you and trying to say that you don't exist. They're trying to wish you away because they project their impatience, their cruelty, their anger, their whatever, unto you. And that's a lie. And so this psalm is trying to tell us, you see, but know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry, but do not sin. Commune with your own heart on your own hearts, on your beds, and be silent. That's the translation. Some of these are so enigmatic, but that's good. That translation will be okay. And then, Zibachu Zibachas Sedek, Batahu El Adonai. And we've just done those. Offer right sacrifices. And then, is by way of conclusion to that, Rabin Omrim Minya Arenuto, and so forth. And then, Natati Shimcha Belevi, You have put joy into my heart. What a way to talk to God. Lord, you have put joy in my heart. You see? Which is, I mean, so beautiful, isn't it? And there's more joy than they have when their grain and wine abound. Better to have a harvest of, you know, of your forgiveness than a harvest of fields of grain and acres of grapes, huh? In peace, I will both lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety. Now that is beautiful, right? And that, of course, is the way the psalm, which is a compline psalm for us. It's an end-of-the-day psalm, you see? And it's saying that I can dwell in safety. You see, v'shalom yachdu eshkana v'isha ki ata Adonai lebada lebetach. For you alone are that way, you see? You alone make me dwell in safety. Can we talk like that to God? God, I trust you. You're the only one who can give me a good night's sleep and take fear and guilt out of my heart and soul because of your kindness and your love. You're not dumb. It's not that you don't see my sin and assess it. It's that you forgive. And because you forgive, I can get a good night's sleep. Hallelujah.